This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
8 seconds. Rush coming. Brissett steps up. Brissett, the fake, and he's in. Touchdown, Miami. What an effort, Jacoby Brissett.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The great Ian Eagle with the call there on CBS. Jacoby Brissett touchdown from last year, which takes us to Jacoby Brissett this year, where we took Jaguars-Browns here. Deshaun Watson's not playing this year, right? Like, that's kind of like where I think like smart people have kind of arrived here, that Deshaun Watson ain't playing this season.
Seems more likely than not that that's going to happen, right? Seems like Goodell is going to kind of appoint either himself or shadow
You appointed somebody else. So
but you know what I mean, though? Like, appointing someone else, but it's really him.
Like,
Nick, I appoint you to tell you exactly what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm going to appoint you to do that. Seems like more than six, at least. Might be the whole year. That's what they wanted originally. And if that's – here's my only question, then, as it affects this game. If we have no decision by next week at all, is that possible? Was there a timetable given when he appointed the person?
Do me a favor, Scott, look this up to see like when we,
This could go to federal court too, right? If they like, if Watson disagrees with this or something.
I sincerely doubt that's good. I don't think this goes to federal court, because then Watson stands to lose like all his money if that happens.
Okay. Got it. So I would just be curious, like, if it's undecided,
he's not playing
by,
in the preseason either way.
Yeah. But if it's undecided by the game, I'm just trying to figure out if there's any permutation that affects like significantly what the court, like where, well, if this, then something crazy happens. Also, like, can you absolutely not afford to play Brissett in this game? Unless you're thinking about trading for Garoppolo.
Should we skip this game? Because we probably need more information here.
Well, I mean, it's a team who we literally saw play last night, and we know the quarterback depth chart, and you would assume you get a little more Trevor Lawrence in this game than you got, which was zero last night. And then against, if you were running the Browns and you had not yet traded for Garoppolo and it looks like Watson's out for the year, are you ever playing Brissett in that game?
Never.
Never. And then you play him for a minimal amount of week two.
Imagine being like, so what quarterbacks didn't play in the preseason? Well, you know, like, you know, Tom Brady, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Jacoby Brissett.
Well, just the knife edge that you're on here from a depth standpoint is pretty wild. Like, you can't play him that much. You have to play him enough for him to play, I guess, but he's also a veteran. It's not like he's a rookie and you're trying to get him ready. You try to play him like the absolute minimal amount. He becomes critically important to everything, and he's Jacoby Brissett, which is pretty crazy.
I can't wait to see where Jimmy Garoppolo gets traded. I actually feel like it's going to be, but I mean, I shouldn't say this like it's breaking news. Like, it's pretty obvious. It's going to impact a lot, actually, when Garoppolo gets dealt, whether sure. Seattle, Cleveland, or somewhere else. Maybe it'll end up being Cleveland if Watson gets suspended the entire season. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski saying today on Friday, wait and see with regard to the appeal before they alter practice plans. Watson's been the one and Brissett has gotten the second team work. Okay. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for that. That nothing burger. I guess what's he going to say, right?
Right.
What's he going to say?
Kevin Nitro.
You know what he's going to say? None of us wanted to do this, and Jimmy Haslam wanted Deshaun Watson, so here we are. They have to clean up his mess. We'll move on here, just because there's nothing to say here until we know how this is going to shake out. With the Bengals and the Cardinals, Bengals 1.5-point favorites against Arizona, total 33.5. Now, Joe Burrow is coming off his appendectomy. Reports that Burrow looks a little slight coming off the appendectomy. He's going to be fine, obviously. He's at camp. Yeah. He'll be ready for week one.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, you had an appendectomy also last year.
At this time last year. It's almost the anniversary.
Who did I have to do the show with?
I don't know. I was in a hospital bed. I don't know who you did the show with.
It might have been Jeremy Kahn.
I like Jeremy Kahn. Big boxing movie fan, Jeremy Kahn. If you ever host more of them. Loves boxing movies. Okay.
I just saw The Godfather for the first time. You think I've done right, I've knocked out different. All the Rockies?
A little different. Yeah,
so Burrow's not going to play in this game. Imagine it's like, well, your quarterback had an appendectomy 2 weeks ago. Let's put him out in the football field. So Burrow ain't going to play, which means that it's going to be Brandon Allen, one of the many Allen quarterbacks in the National Football League. Jake Browning.
Oh, no. Who, he's awful.
Yeah, oh, and who is this? Are you ready for this? Uh-oh. Who is Drew Plitt?
Oh, we played at Ball State, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Drew Plitt is Cincinnati's third-string quarterback that, assuming Burrow's not going to play. This is one of the worst quarterback depth charts I've ever seen without Joe Burrow fronting it. Brandon Allen, Jake Browning, and Drew Plitt.
Allen, Browning, and Plitt?
What do you...
ABP. Easy as 1, 2, 3, and out.
What do you think? What would you say that kids in the schoolyard call Drew Plitt to make fun of him?
Oh, God.
Okay, let's move on. That's Cincinnati's depth chart. To Arizona. Do you think part of like...
I did think of a couple things. None of them suitable for
you. Did. Do you think the Kyler Murray contract was like, I can't play Call of Duty, need to study during the week, and also you have to play in the week one of the NFL preseason. If Kyler plays, he's playing for like a series. If that, right? Maybe he doesn't play.
Well, here's the important thing. Is there anything notable in the world? Is this a double XP weekend? Is there anything else notable in the Call of Duty space?
If Tyler Morales is listening to the show, our friend Tyler, Tyler, can you... And I'm dead serious. Scott, can you, because like Tyler will find this, or maybe he already knows. Can Tyler knows. Find out if next weekend's a double XP weekend in Call of Duty?
Bengals first quarter?
Yeah. That against fade Kyler with Brandon Allen? Yeah. Kyler Murray.
If you're going to pick a quarterback of the three, ABP, I'll take the A.
For sure. Easily. Kyler Murray, Colt McCoy, who we love. Trace McSorley, who I also like a lot, and Jared Guarantano of Tennessee.
Oh, Guarantano he's Bay. Awful.
Yeah, he's bad. Who's better, Guarantano or Drew Plitt?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
I didn't watch like any Ball State last year. I don't think he transferred anywhere last year, too. I think he was still on Ball State. I watched zero games of Ball State last year. I watched like no MAC football, not even because it's not that competitive. I just don't have time to watch MAC football a lot now. So I have not seen Drew Plitt, so I cannot say one way or another whether Guarantano is better than him. I would take the upside of Guarantano over Jake Browning, definitely.
How are the Cardinals not the bet here at any underdog price? If Burrow's not going to play, and like even if Kyler doesn't play, maybe Kyler plays a little bit, then Colt McCoy, who is better than any of the other quarterbacks we're about to name,
by orders of magnitude, to use your phrase.
And you could make the case that, like, I guess Brandon Allen's like a serviceable backup, but like McSorley's not terrible.
No. I mean, is so of the non, so like Burrow and Kyler aside, what is the power ranking of all quarterbacks available for this game?
Oh, wait, we have information on the double XP event of Call of Duty. Oh, it's over next Thursday, and this game's on Friday. Okay, so we're backing on Arizona and Kyler Murray. He will have gotten a double experience already.
And have a good night of sleep, too, probably, right? Thursday night into Friday, no opportunity to play.
I guess opportunity, just no double XP. So probably goes to sleep early, he's ready for the game. I love Arizona. Love Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, it's just McCoy and McSorley against all of the names. I mean, just like, yeah, I agree. I don't think we need to like spend any more time on it. There's no coach stuff going on in this game. Kingsbury and Zach Taylor against each other, which is just, it's not great. Yeah, I'll say I will agree with you on Arizona.
You bet, Nick and Ken. Phenomenal Football Friday going through week one of the preseason. We will move on. The Battle of Green, Eagles and the Jets, game in Philadelphia. Eagles, a 1.5-point favorite against Robert Saleh, Zach Wilson, and the Jets. Total 33.5. Your Philadelphia Eagles quarterback depth chart, Jalen Hurts, obviously fronting things. Gardner Minshew, Carson Strong, and Reed Sinnett, who last year was with the Miami Dolphins. I don't know why I remember that, but I do. And for the New York Jets, it is Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, who like this, one of my favorite like training camp running storylines is that Joe Flacco is apparently like significantly outperforming Zach Wilson at training camp, which would be like understandable if it were like 2011, but it's 2022.
Would see the Wilson tweet today too, that they apparently have some like speedometer on him and he threw the ball faster than like anyone's ever thrown a football before or something. And I swear, I might have been duped on this tweet. I swear to God, the thing says he threw the football like 69 miles per hour. I swear that was the tweet.
Well, Kyle Bowler used to be able to throw the ball 75 yards from one knee, and he was terrible in the NFL.
Right. Kyle Pro Bowler. Love that guy. That was great.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a Pro Bowler, although I actually went to a Giants Eli's rookie year. I went to Baltimore to watch Giants Ravens, and Bowler was awesome. And Eli looked like the worst quarterback ever. And I got beer dumped on me. Zach Wilson, Joe Flacco, the Iceman, Mike White. As in, what a do, baby. It's what the Iceman, Mike White. Yeah. Got his mouth looking something like champ. Something. And remember this name as the Jets' fourth stringer. This player, ready? I'll get the trivia question.
No, boy.
This player started a win and in playoff game 2 years ago.
Oh, God. The problem is I'm not going to even be able to remember who played the win. Like Raiders Chargers was last year, obviously. Like who was the winning in playoff game 2 years ago?
The opposing quarterback was also a backup. The opposing quarterback was our friend John Wolford, the Rams backup quarterback.
Oh yeah. Oh, Strevler.
Strevler is correct. Chris Strevler is the Jets' fourth stringer.
Cardinals.
Okay, so game. Hurts, Jeez. Minshew, Strong, Sinnett, Wilson, Flacco, Mike White, Streveler. I love the Jets, and the Jets. I love the over.
Yeah, yes, agree on both, 100%. By the way, it's really funny, you mentioned, like, stop me if you've heard this before, the total's 33.5. Stop me if you've heard this before, every home team is favored by 1.5 points.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
It's except for, like, Atlanta, basically. Right. Yeah.
Oh, and the greatest preseason team of all time, the Baltimore Ravens.
Right, which like makes perfect sense because they know that everyone's going to bet Baltimore anyway. And like if they make it 1.5, they're actually going to write a lot of Baltimore action. It's going to be really one-sided. And they're going to need a decision against the greatest preseason team of all time. Which is like, risk manager is like, how we doing? Well, you know the team that wins and covers every preseason game in the last 5 years? We are against them for a substantial amount of money.
Is there a reason why it's 4.5 and not like 3.5?
I mean, it's just, it's such a prohibitive number. It might end up being, it's going to be the largest point spread of week one, almost no matter what. Like you had sharp action that was public, like documented on the game last night, and it's still close 2.5, basically 2.75. Just like, so you had it, and that's as far as you got on that. And the Ravens are 4.5. So, apparently Raiders last night should have been 4.5, apparently. Jeez.
So we like the Jets?
Yeah, I just don't know how you want to know how much each quarterback's playing. Like, that's the ultimate piece of information or pieces of information that you could acquire. But yeah, like, assuming a pretty random assortment of all of these guys and not a lot of the starters, yeah, the Jets have better quarterbacks, no question.
But if we get Flacco and the Iceman for, like, most of this game, I feel like we're in really good shape.
Flacco and Mike White is a formidable preseason quarterback duo. That's about
it. Is
it's not as good as it gets, but it's like pretty. So who was McCoy and Trace McSorley is also pretty good.
Oh,
that's also
Flacco and Mike White's better.
I know, but I just mean like we've gone back to back games where it's actually like a really palatable option, like for the second and third quarterback, which is not something we have from some of the other teams.
No, I guess we really don't, right?
I thought about that exact Wilson MVP last night, by the way. I looked at it.
You and?
I didn't bet it. I saw there was one place that had 125-1. And I was like, is this worth something?
He might be really, really just brutal.
I feel differently about him than I do about Lance. Cause like we've seen Wilson, at least, even if it was his rookie year, we've seen it so much and it was really bad. I think I thought about betting it and I just go, let's say he just crushes Baltimore in week one of the regular season, not week one of the preseason. Like, let's say he like really actually plays well against
Baltimore. Where does the price go? Is it going to be that big of a difference?
Is there going to be like still a ton of resistance? And the answer is going to be yes.
Like, is he going to go to like 7-1? Like, is it going to be like, here's like, your new MVP for
your new odds.
Mahomes at 6, Zach Wilson at 7.
As we sit on the precipice of week 2
against the Ravens,
it's just and also like not a plus matchup by any stretch of the imagination going against Baltimore secondary. So like, where's the price even likely to go after week 1? So I kind of stared at it for a little bit, and I just go, any quarterback year 1 to year 2 that's 125, I have to at least kind of like look at. Doesn't matter if it was Fields 125, I'd still have to look at it, and he's not. He's less. So I just
Jake, how much time do we have left right now?
I think that was like the 60, right?
Okay, just wanted to make sure because I didn't hear it. For people that are listening live right now, I didn't get the cue in my ear properly, so I just wanted to make sure we had enough time. Okay, now we have 60 seconds. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, great. I need the Iceman to come in and just start throwing darts in this game, and I love the Jets here.
Sure.
And I think I like the over, too. I wanted to get bad dip it down a little bit, and then I'm going to bet the Jets.
Yeah, Jets and over sounds reasonable here. I'll be really curious how all these totals move. Like, Hall of Fame game moved three points down. Do we see the same thing? If we do, it sounds like we have a couple games where we're at least pretty interested. This is probably, like, what's your favorite bet so far of the games that we've gone over? Is there one that stands out that's obvious? Is it the Jets?
It might be the Jets. I like the Falcons, too. I know you don't
Cincinnati like you like liked a lot, too? Or Arizona, sorry,
no,
against
no,
Cincinnati
I like
you liked a lot, too?
Yeah, I like Arizona also. Yeah, I feel like I'm going to have a lot
Arizona of sounded your most confident one as you were doing it.
I like the Jets a lot also. By the way, my favorite bet right now is Arsenal against Crystal Palace. They're up 1-0 in the 77th. I have Arsenal to win the game at -120. So can't wait to sweat that out over the last like 15 minutes or so, and we'll wrap up the NFL preseason week one on the other side to close hour number two.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you win the sports book.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.